Heather McDonald has got the juicy scoop. When you're on the road, when you're on the go, Juicy Scoop is the show to know. She talks Hollywood tales, her real life Mr. Sacred Serial Data and Serial Sister. You'll be addicted and addicted fast to the number one tabloid real life podcast. Listen in, listen up. Woo, woo. Heather McDonald, Juicy Scoop.
Hello and welcome to Juicy Scoop. I have your two favorites, Sarah Colonna, Chris Frangiola, together. Thank you for driving down.
Thank you.
I understand, Chris, you drove because you didn't listen to the route that Sarah told you to take.
Yeah, I guess. This is,
came in just like very heated, and there's nothing I hate more than conversations about the route that you took, different freeways, 101 versus the 5 versus the 405.
Well, if he would have taken the 405, you wouldn't have had to hear about any of it.
I mean, honestly, it was like driving with my mother. It was every time I pressed the brakes, a lot of that, what could possibly be happening? Why is there traffic? Why is there traffic? I don't understand it. You know, she's been in Los Angeles 30 years. It's traffic. That's just the way it is.
That's not true. I was on my phone, and once in a while, I would look up and like hold on for dear life right when he was about to plow into the back of a truck.
Sometimes I'm looking around, you know, there's a lot to see.
I mean, they both came in looking cute. They both have white pants on.
We didn't plan that.
It's beautiful out. Some days it's cloudy. It's beautiful today. So we want to get to our happy hour. So let's get through.
That's
the
what
topics.
We're here for. We're only here for our lunch.
We didn't drive down
lunch.
Here for nothing
to do the podcast.
No, we just figured we get a nice bonus happy hour out of it.
Lots of juicy things to talk about, and one of our favorite subjects to talk about is all the shit that's going on with your girl, Britney Spears.
Wild. Now it's gotten into, you know, did you see the end of the one post where she was just like, you know what I like? Ratatouille. Did you see that?
That was like last week.
Yeah, like last week.
I feel like sometimes she's watching like a movie and then she like plays it and then it's just like, oh, I loved this part of the movie. I just saw something else where she like featured, she showed, I guess, Michelle Pfeiffer when she was Catwoman.
Oh, yeah.
And then she was like, meow. And like,
and she's watching it. Oh, does she not have new movies? Like, these movies are all 20 years old.
I don't know. But what's going on right now? The latest is BuzzFeed just said this. Britney Spears leaked the alarming text messages she sent to her mom, friend, and lawyer in 2019 when she was being held in a mental health facility against her will, where she was asking to change her lithium and what do you think? And then now the mom is like, what? I just want to see you. And then, what was the Sam Lufty thing?
He's at the very end of that album. I don't think I moved it up.
Oh, okay. Okay, anyway, so what are we thinking about all this weirdness? Oh, Sam Lufty, let me say. He's always tweeting stuff. As you know, Sam Lutfi, I always say it wrong. He was the manager, and we thought they were romantic. I think, I don't know his sexuality, but I don't think they were ever romantic, but you know, he is now like, now you think I was such a bad guy? Clearly I was like letting her, you know, live her life and you guys try to get me out. So he's always like trying to expose the shittiness that her family did. So he just wrote, I have all the receipts. Britney is 100% right. Lynn Spears is playing the same card she did back then. She's using the same words she used in 08 to trap her and enslave her. I foolishly fell for it and got stabbed in the back myself. Lynn Spears is always a trap. Once a snake emoji, always a snake emoji.
Wow.
Because it's an emoji.
I know. I just like that. It's a snake emoji.
Yeah.
I feel like, she doesn't talk to him though anymore, right? He's just taking it like his own personal mission to say,
to like clear his name. But then like I've
and
asked
he has
him,
her back, right?
I mean, like, yes, but then I've like, you know, he wasn't at the wedding. They don't hang out. There's no photos of them talking. I've reached out to him and been like, come on Juicy Scoop. It's my understanding that he has signed so many like NDAs. He can't do anything. Or maybe he's saving it for a book. I don't know what his deal is, but all I don't know what he does besides tweet some stuff. And then this other girl, I just noticed that she wrote back to him, why did you ask Lynn to step in and be the conservator instead of Jamie, the dad, back in then? You know, it's like, I can't keep track of it.
I know.
Let's just be honest. I think it all leads to, my family had a lot of fun without me. They got to drink coffee.
She keeps talking about coffee.
I know what.
Like she loves the smell of it.
Yeah.
She loves the taste of it. She wasn't allowed to have it.
She wasn't allowed to have coffee. She wasn't allowed to have a glass of wine, take a ride in her car, fuck her boyfriend.
Right.
None of it. Sitting on a couch. She couldn't do anything.
But she couldn't have coffee during the conservatorship?
No. Like, she does
smell nice. She does. Get, like, a nice
sometimes cup. She actually said she likes the smell more than the taste. She did say that. Okay. And then she ratatouille. She liked ratatouille. This all came
that
in
how
like
she
one.
Signs off just yeah, ratatouille now. Yeah,
I don't know, but she's really going after the mom and everybody, just saying like, you were never there for me, and we know that. We know that she. I don't understand why it keeps coming up, but I guess there's a whole bunch of more. There's a whole bunch of things coming up legally that some judge is looking at. Honestly, I can't keep track of it.
She did say that the mother, which I never understood this, she said that there used to be pictures up of the entire family in the kitchen. Did you read that?
Okay, that was part of the yes.
And she said, but every time people came over, you took the pictures of me down.
This is, okay, I'm going to say something and the fans are not going to like this. That particular part where you're talking about, so she says in this long post to her mom, she's like, every night I'd go to bed, I would put a photo of myself up, and then I'd wake up the next morning to no coffee.
Yeah.
And the photo is gone. You would put it away every night. I just don't believe that. That seems like somebody in their own head being like, I didn't get any Christmas presents growing up, and my little sister got more. Like, it feels really like, in a strange way, you're rewriting, like, I understand what happened with the conservatorship, but really, you're at your daughter's house, you're all together and hanging out, and the mom like wakes up early and is like, "Let me put all these pictures down of Brittany." Like, in her head, I think she thinks that happened because that was a way to make her feel bad and make her go crazy. I think there's a lot in her mental illness where there's some parts where she is remembering things wrong. That's my personal opinion.
Oh, I'm sure.
Because I think that's very bizarre, the photo thing.
Or maybe and the mom just did it to fuck with her because she's a psycho.
That's what someone else could think. Yeah, like a gaslighting thing. Like, what are you talking about?
Yeah, the picture
I never put
here.
The picture. Yeah.
Which is creepy.
And what is with all the nudes? Like, why are there so many fully... Now, I saw her on the bed. I don't know if she was on vacation in Hawaii, but now she's rolling around fully nude on the bed.
I know. Like, normally it's reserved for the sand.
Yeah, it's in the
now
sand.
Now it's the bed. And then she's like, here's a little secret. I put the phone on a book and rolled around on the...
Oh, so it's not the husband taking the pictures.
Well, the bed is a better place to do it because you can get sand in like some really weird places when you roll around naked in the sand.
That's a good point.
At least she's, you know...
Yeah.
Not having to worry about that anymore.
Right. And then I get it. Like, she obviously likes the 45 million people responding, but like, then you can't bitch and say, why don't you all just leave me alone? We could easily leave you alone if you just want to not post anymore.
If you have to look for an emoji to put over your butthole, because there's several where she puts it, like, I don't know, peach or something over her butthole. I feel like you should be like, I shouldn't post
that
this
picture.
That
should be a sign.
Yeah, I shouldn't even post this picture at all. The fact that I'm having to look for the right vegetable to put over my butthole.
And what emoji do you think
is the best butthole
cover? I don't think it's a snake.
No.
Because that's like you imagine a steak coming out of your butthole. You have to think of
going in. Oh.
I think a heart, a peach, a smiley face.
A peach about the poo-poo one? That's
A little too on those.
Yeah.
A little too on the butthole.
Yeah. I'm going to have to go with peach. I like peach.
I'm proud to say that in all of my social media time.
You never had to cover your butthole?
I have never taken off my top and gone water skiing or skiing and been like free the nipple. I've never pushed for anything like that. I've never had to have Brandon or Drake show me how to cover a nipple with a emoji.
To cover? I would think I would do two fried eggs to cover my nipples.
Oh, you
think that clever.
That could be fun, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm going to do that tonight.
I'm going to do
after
it.
After happy hour.
I would like to do two over easy. So it's like a little, it's not a full yellow in the front.
Oh.
It's like a turned over
yellow.
I don't know
the emojis, you can order them, you know, the way you want them cooked.
No,
I think
they just come as is.
Yeah, as is.
Anyway, there's just a lot going on with her.
But I did hear that she's going to be back in the studio doing a song with Elton John. So we might be getting new Britney music, which would be shocking.
Awesome. Peter said, would you and Chris do your own version of it?
Absolutely.
Like, no, you know it's going to be like kind of like the Dua Lipa thing.
Cold
heart. You know?
Cold heart.
How does Tiny Dancer go? You sing a little Tiny Dancer and I'm going to be her voice in the back. We have not practiced.
Hold me closer, Tiny Dancer.
I don't even know the words.
On the highway.
On the highway. I don't know. You know, she sang the other day and it... No one's going to like me for this. It didn't sound good. Did you see that one?
No.
Where she was in the dark
singing? I did
singing?
See it. Oh, yes, I did.
It's fine, though. It's going to be good. It's going to... They're going to like do a poppy part of it,
I'm
sure. Oh,
yeah. They'll
and, I mean, it'll be huge.
And the video is going to be shot in her old house, obviously. Hope they have access to that.
Well, I mean, or on a bed. She just...
I hope she announces it with emojis of the dancing lady.
Oh, that would be great.
The little red dress.
Yeah, little red dress.
Brittany, oh God. And I get a lot of people sending me stuff. I don't know if they think I'm not talking about her nicely or what.
Well, I think we talk about her to the best. I mean, we're not clueless, which I think some people would just go into it like she's perfectly normal and everything's fine, which I don't think it is. So I just think we're being real.
At least she can do it. You know what I mean? At least she's
okay. I found the post about the coffee and the photos. Okay, I'm going to do my best, Brittany. But I'm grateful for this day. I get to have a hot, fresh cup of coffee. It's brewing at the moment. I like the smell of it almost as much as the taste of it. And then she did a monkey covering her eyes. Okay. Reflecting back, here are some pictures of my family. I'm reflecting back because it was during COVID when the conservatorship was still in place and I couldn't have the keys to my car or leave my home. But as you can see, my sister and my dad are out together and my husband and his sisters are having coffee. I just realized that she's a COVID narc. I just realized there's a whole nother meaning to this. She is narking out her family for going out during COVID.
Oh, wow. That is...
Wow, she's doing some narky 2020 COVID shit right
here. Your Britney Spears sounds a little bit like Dustin Hoffman in Tootsie when he plays the woman. It sounds
really?
Like, yeah,
that's what
like
I'm doing?
Dorothy
well,
Michaels.
I'm not doing a great voice.
Oh my God, it does.
Yeah.
Sorry, yeah. I haven't heard her speak much lately because we don't hear her talk. We just see her dance. Anyway, there we are with that. Your girl...
Ghislaine Maxwell, she's having a time of her life.
She gets to transfer to a Florida prison, which sounds a lot nicer than what she was. She was in a really bad situation awaiting the trial. Now that she's been convicted, she gets to enjoy movies, yoga, and the Florida sun.
I know.
Well, sun. Well, I guess they have like their outside time or what did she get? 20 years? Is that right?
I thought she got. Can you look that up? I thought she got life. I felt like she got life.
Okay, well, good, hopefully, but I wasn't sure.
I mean, is she ever going to spill the beans? I don't think so.
20 years,
man. 20. Oh, right.
All right, well, 20 years. Yoga. She'll look great when she gets out.
She's 60, so she'll be 80 when she gets out.
Yeah.
I mean, can't wait for her podcast from prison. Jane Fonda says her sex life got better with age. I know what I want. You're 84. I hope. Like, what the fuck? Do you remember when we went to the party and she was there? We went to a party with her there.
I do.
And she was with that guy that I had gone on a date with.
Oh, my God.
Do you remember?
Yes, I remember that.
Wait, what?
Yes. Okay, so we go to a party and she's there. Jane Fonda, you were at the party.
Chelsea's house.
Yes. You're at the party and... I'm dying because her boyfriend at the time is this former like record exec that I ended up going on like two dates with because my friend was dating his friend and was way older for me at the time. He was probably like 52 and I was like 26 at the time. And I was like, I don't know. He's kind of old. And my friend's like, you're 20. No, I was 27. Cause I remember she goes, you're 27. You're like the oldest girl he's ever dated. I don't even like you. You really need to go out with him. He represented the Beatles or some old fucking band. I remember like go to the house. I see all like the framed gold records and all this stuff. So anyway, when I'm at the party, I'm like seeing, I'm seeing him and we're like having eye contact and I'm like, I wonder if he remembers.
Did you say anything to him?
No, I just avoided them. Like, even though, because it was like a walk around party, so you could avoid people. But like, I was just thinking, like, she's boning him. And then, I mean, I don't know how great the sack he was. I mean, they were both like.
Are they still together? Who's her man now?
Anybody she wants.
Yeah.
Obviously. I mean, no, they're broken up. For sure they're broken up.
I hope that I look anything like her at her age and that I still.
Her body is so banging.
It's so good. Her face, everything. And she still wants to have sex. Like,
do it.
Good for her. I mean, I hope to have any of that kind of energy.
Well, you have a lot of sex, but one thing I know that you hope that doesn't happen is that you go to the bathroom, have to take a shit, and a baby comes out.
Oh.
We had a nice fresh one come out the other day.
Yeah.
This girl said that, first of all, it wasn't a situation that she was like a bigger girl and she couldn't see it. It was one of those where the baby is like growing, like, I don't know, near your spinal cord or something, because she like passed all these things, tests. She was going to be a stewardess or whatever, a flight attendant.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, and she just said she thought she had her period every month. And then she went to the bathroom thinking she was going to take a big shit. And got the shit out. Felt amazing.
Oh, so there was a shit also?
No, she thought it was a shit. Instead, she was like, that was an enormous
shit.
First
of all, if she thought it was a poop and it was a baby, she doesn't know where her poop comes from because it's two different.
But I think the sensation is the same.
Went to take the shit and then was like, maybe she was like, wow, that feels a little different than like a great.
Yeah.
And then turned around and saw feet. And then was like, oh my God.
It's like my nightmare.
And then was like, oh my God, oh my God. And then, you know, the umbilical cord and everything is like still coming out of her. And so she's running through the house her phone to like call 911. And
the baby's just bouncing around behind her.
Yeah.
Like a dog off a leash.
Oh, you're right.
This is like an episode of I Didn't Know I Was Pregnant, which I know you and I both used to love that show.
Yes.
But if this happens to me,
yeah,
I would not tell people. I would just be like, oh, I didn't tell you guys I was pregnant and just play it off. Like, I would not in a million years
admit.
Oh, I took a poo-poo and a baby came out and then I ran through the house while it was still attached. Like, why are you giving the people these details that she needs to just shush, you know?
I was always so jealous because, like, you know, there were those years after having Brandon that I was kind of like, do I go for having one more? But I'm a little bit old. I don't know. Would my kids suffer? Can I afford it? This and that. And when I'd watched I Didn't Know I Was Pregnant, I got jealous because I was like, that'd be so great if I just like had to take a big shit and I have a baby. I didn't have to have 9 months of worrying if the baby was okay or if I shouldn't have this baby at this age. And now I have a baby.
Right.
I would totally tell people I didn't know I was pregnant. Also because I'd be like, you fucking drank the entire time.
Right.
And so you don't have to give up drinking because you didn't know.
Right.
You know, and you don't have to worry. And then all of a sudden you have like this baby.
Where's the father in this situation?
They never mention the father.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So she's more embarrassed of the father than she is about.
The father's going to get a phone call now. Jesus.
I don't know. What? She said once she felt a little cramping, but she just thought it was like bad period cramps. She really had like.
I mean, that's at least an easy birth other than the shock of a baby coming out of you when you didn't know it was
but
there.
But the baby's really cute. Whole family's thrilled.
Good.
And but it is one of those stories that then like, you know. Like, your kids always love hearing their birth stories. Like, oh, and then I went back 3 times, and they're like, she's not. Like, my mom always used to be like, you were late, and I'd go, and they'd look in there, and I'd say, I'm not coming out till June 14th. And all of a sudden, I would imagine me talking, like, through her vagina, and stuff. Like, what a weird story. But, like, every kid loves to hear their stories, you know? Even my kids, like, they like it. So, but this story is, like...
Not one you necessarily want to tell your family and
dragged you through the kitchen and their umbilical cord and you were covered in pee-pee.
She said the whole house looked like a murder zone because like she was running around looking for her phone and the baby was there and the umbilical cord.
Doesn't everyone sit on the toilet with their phone these days? I mean, doesn't everyone have their phone with them?
Especially when you got to take a big dump.
Yeah.
Why didn't you have your phone with you?
That's the best part. Best time to scroll.
She needed one of those like they have in hotels, you know, the old school phone right next to the toilet. She needs to have one of those
installed. They're happy. Okay. New York Post is coming up with just basically New York. There's just someone that's just looking at TikToks at the New York Post, because like half of the stories are just like, this person told this crazy fucking story on TikTok and now we're going to write about it, which is fine with me.
Yeah.
This girl, she said that her boyfriend was a cheater. And so she injected his condoms. She found condoms, which she's like, I wasn't using condoms. I was in the pill. So I knew this guy was cheating. So she said she injected, which tells me that she like must have had like a needle.
Mm-hmm.
And she, so that he wouldn't know it. So you'd have the packages, right? And you'd put a needle in it and inject it with habanero oil.
Oh.
And then also I'm like, well, now you've also made it possibly not work.
Yeah, there's a hole in it now.
And so he came back from the gym and he said his dick and his balls are really hurting. It must have been from the shower gel in the gym. And she's like, I knew he never showered at the gym and I knew his dick was burning because he used a condom. And she found out he was fucking her friend. So then she goes, here, let me help you. She said, then she goes and gets ice from the freezer, but she likes spicy drinks. So she makes, normally, she does this anyway, which I thought was a great idea. You might enjoy it, Sarah. She makes spicy ice cubes. Is that kind of a good idea?
That is a good idea.
So she like put the habanero.
This lady's full of good ideas.
She put the habanero oil in the cubes. And then she put those cubes, telling him they're just normal cubes, and rubbed that on his sore dicks, making it worse. And he's like, it's worse. And she's like, oh, that's just cooling down. Then to top it off, she was like, finally we broke up with him and started dating his dad.
Oh,
and then she married his dad.
Oh, this is a lot.
She's like, and I'm so happy. I thank my stepson, cheating ex-boyfriend every day. Because if he had not cheated on me, I might still be with him. And instead, I'm happily married to his dad.
And how old is the dad? Like, do they live together? Is she walk around in the morning like, hey, you remember me?
I don't think that the ex lives there. No. But it is her stepson.
And she found out he had sex with her friend. Why? Because her friend's burning too. Like, what? She's like, God, I got a habanero.
You know what? You know, these TikToks, you only have so much time to tell your story.
Right. That's
so
true.
That would have been a good follow-up question. I'm sure if you read in the comments, someone says it, and then they, like,
and
answer
then she'll
it.
Yeah.
Oh, she went through the phone and had the Facebook messages.
That's how she knew. It's smart. The habanero oil is smart. All that stuff. It just seems like it could have been easier just to break up with him in the first place.
Yeah.
It's not as good of a TikTok story, but it's easier.
It's a good revenge story. Did you guys know that this is such exciting news? Nick Cannon is a dad again.
I saw that. Mm. Yeah.
So her name is Bree Tessie, and she praises Nick. Okay, so she talks about, so she's his girlfriend. This is baby number 8, but I think it might be, did he have 9? I think he had 9 kids, but unfortunately one passed.
Oh, right.
So
right.
This is his, I think, 9th time being a dad, 8th baby. And I think there's 5 different women, because there's a couple sets of twins in there. And the way she wrote it, is she had a birth at home or whatever with no anesthesia. And she, and in her post, she wrote that daddy showed up as fuck or something really showed up. Yeah, she wrote like he showed up AF.
Got it.
And then he wrote, it was amazing, Brie. You never cease to amaze me. I'm like, never cease to amaze you. This is the 6th woman you've seen give birth. You should know, like, it's not that amazing. I mean, because she didn't have anesthesia. But I'm like, okay. So anyway,
well, you know
this
who
is
else
new
didn't
baby.
Have anesthesia was the lady that dumped one in the toilet on accident, and nobody is calling that a home birth.
Yeah, you're right. Nick Cannon's baby mama and that girl never ceased to amaze me. Both of them, no anesthesia. Yeah. Anyway, so they have a new baby. Good for him. Is he that rich? People say he is.
Well,
it's
I think he gets, you know, he's got his hands in like that thing on MTV where they do like improv. That's been on forever. I think he owned that whole thing. Nick Cannon's Wild and Out.
Okay.
And he's got turban money.
A lot of money.
A lot
hosting.
Of tattoo money too.
Yeah.
A lot of tattoos.
And how old are those kids he has with Mariah Carey? They got to be
they're the
older
ones.
Now.
They're like
14.
They're like a yeah. They're like 12. And then there's
yeah.
And then there's all the names. There's Powerful Queen.
Oh yeah.
And some other king.
Zillionaire.
I feel like that's putting a lot of pressure on your kids when you give them that name.
I do
they're like,
too.
You can't work at UPS with Powerful Queen. You're late. Did you punch in today, Powerful Queen? Son of a bitch.
Like King Cairo.
Yeah.
Who's King Cairo?
Or Zillionaire. Like, yeah, if you end up on unemployment or something, you don't have any money for some reason, something goes south for you. And
did you just shit out a baby, Zillionaire? Yeah, I had no idea I was pregnant.
Imagine if you're like, Zillionaire owes me like $50.
Yeah.
That would be really embarrassing.
Yeah, Zillionaire.
Get
so
a Venmo
a
from
one.
Zillionaire.
Yeah, also, it's just like such a corny thing. Like, we are, nobody knows a Zillionaire yet, you stupid idiot. Anyway, good for them. This was a sad story.
Oh, good.
Martha Stewart had all these peacocks.
Yeah.
And I assume a gang of coyotes.
Coyotes got them.
Had peacock soup. I don't know.
Yeah.
And
she live in California?
I thought it was in the Hamptons.
Connecticut compound.
How many did it get to?
All of them.
That had to have been a very unsettling sound.
I know, and there's like running around in the feathers.
Yeah, I don't like that story.
Peacock, why? What do peacocks even make a noise?
Well, but when coyotes kill something too, it's like it's a terrible sound. So
a great
I don't know what peacocks sound like.
A great white shark washed up on the Long Island beach, and I said, "Chris was just there."
I was, yeah.
Was it you?
No, but it looked very fake. The shark looked very fake.
No, it was dead. It went up.
Yeah.
But I guess there'd been a bunch of sharks.
There's been
attacks.
A bunch of sharks spotted out
Spot,
of the
nobody being attacked.
Yeah. Not yet. One guy says he was attacked, but people think it's bullshit.
Why would he lie about it?
I don't know. He's using it to get press or something because he had
a peg leg.
Yeah. No, it was just like a bump. He bumped the shark, you know.
Oh.
Yeah.
Was that the one that it kind of, it did look, it almost looked like the mechanical one in Jaws, like its eyes
that
were
one
like
on
wide open.
Yeah,
I mean, it's
fake,
obviously,
yeah.
It just looked, it was very strange, but obviously it's real, but it for some
reason
didn't, yeah.
Well, very scary. Did you guys hear about the Dave Chappelle show was canceled?
Yeah.
By a woke theater? Okay, so I looked it up, and I guess the theater, they had booked him. And then they're like, sorry, we didn't realize how much shit we'd get or whatever. And so we go
apparently
find another
it was like
theater.
I heard it was like three messages written on the of people who aren't going to the show anyway.
That's what I'm saying. Like, well, okay. So now you're canceling a show because the voices of like three people that weren't going to go anyway.
Right.
And why would they want to go if they don't like his message? Why would they go?
Yeah, it was.
And now you have to like cancel it for everybody else. How is that being... Like, how is...
And then
he
literally went and played a theater down the street in the same city and just did the same show, you know.
Yeah, because I'm sure it was sold out.
Yeah.
So why would you, like, just don't go to it, right? Like, just go down.
I just wonder about the people that did it. Like, what if they're like, oh, my God. Like, they call their friend. I was one of the three messages. Like, I did it. I spent the 15 minutes writing the thing. And they actually kicked out Dave Chappelle. Like, is that an exciting moment? For the person that complained
Probably.
And actually got something done.
Yeah, I think it is. I think you feel like you've achieved. That's like graduating Karen class. Like that's like, you know.
But what was your thing yesterday? You TikTok something last week about all the different stores you're supposed to go
right
to.
Right next, right?
Okay.
Right in my neighborhood, there's, I mean, it's like Karen College. It is Home Goods Tuesday morning. You ever go to Tuesday morning?
Oh yeah,
a real shit shop.
Tuesday morning is like kind of like a mixed batch of like Home Goods and stuff.
Yeah,
right? Okay.
It's like things. It's like a little lesser than Home Goods.
Okay,
and Joanne's Fabric.
Sometimes the only time I've been to a Tuesday morning was like it kind of looks like. It looked like they stole like a bunch of stuff from like my grandma's house.
Yeah,
and put a price tag on it.
Yeah,
right. It's like a random, like a little, like a decorative birdhouse.
Yes,
yes. There you go.
It's a lot of like, you know, those inspirational signs that everybody.
Is that still happening, those signs?
It is. Unfortunately, I believe it is. I think we've done our best to try and stop it, but it's still going. Because now it's not so much live, love, laugh as other inspiring things.
Well, like,
I have a confession to make.
You have one?
On our fireplace, we have a thing that says, home is wherever I'm with you. But like someone in our family gave it to us.
That's okay. Still, you can throw it right in the garbage.
I know. I feel like it's a lot because like I wouldn't want to have like this house is blessed and stuff. Because like if we were like fighting, like in our family sometimes fights like with each other, the kids, me, they're like, and then looking around like, you know, family is where the heart, and you're like, you're such a stupid idiot. Like, you know, and then like I look up and it's like, this house is blessed. Family is where the heart is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's a lot. They're doubling down on it in Home Goods and Tuesday Morning. And
they feel like it might be over with. So they're getting rid of it.
There's a lot of on sale clearance. A lot of clearance.
You're saying I could get a few bucks for my home is wherever I'm with you sign.
You guys also have another one in there where it's like some sort of poem on top of a picture of you and John at your wedding.
It's not a poem. That was the words to our first dance.
Oh,
it was
Can't
Take My Eyes Off of You.
Oh, is that your first dance?
Yeah.
What was your wedding song?
So glad you asked.
Somebody asked me that. You know.
I knew I loved you before I met you. Na 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 na. Ha, ha, ha. Don't you know that one?
No, I don't.
I feel like I know.
Look it up. I knew I loved you before I met you. I want to say it's Train or something.
It's not Train. Train. It's the 90s.
Biv DeVoe.
We had three songs.
Is it something like that?
Something like that, but no.
Okay, we had that one. Not. We also had Savage Garden.
Oh, ooh, I was.
It also had to be. It had to be you. It had to be like.
It had to be you,
like Harry Met Sally. Yeah, I think that's the old one. And then for like the sexy song, it was the Lenny Kravitz. Look up Lenny Kravitz 2000 hit song.
I wish it would have been Fuck You Like an Animal by Nine Inch Nails. That's what would have been.
Wait a minute. When do you play the sexy song? I don't even know when you play the wedding. When do you play the wedding song?
The sexy song came out just like during the dance.
Our first dance was a weird. I just don't remember. I think it was by.
Take You to Paradise.
That feels like a made-up song.
Wait, that's your sexy song?
That's the Lenny Kravitz song. Just look up hip songs of Lenny Kravitz.
I think
look up Heather McDonald's sexy wedding song.
I belong to you.
Oh yeah, I belong to you.
Oh yeah,
and you belong to me too.
That is a good song.
That's you and Peter.
You make my life complete.
All right.
You make me feel so sweet.
I can see Peter right
this
now.
This is worse than word art, okay?
Keep saying, I got an image of Peter slowly taking off his golf shirt. Slipping off.
Okay, what was your song?
Yeah, what was your first dance?
I believe our first dance was like Portugal the Man. It was like I don't even know.
What's that?
It's like they had a hit song. I forgot what it was. I really forgot what it was.
You know what no one really likes? Waiting on a paycheck. Especially when you've got bills due. Well, good thing there's Chime. Now you can get your paycheck up to 2 days early with direct deposit. That's up to 2 more days to save, pay bills, and just generally feel better and good about your money situation. But Chime is more than just about getting paid early. It's also an award-winning mobile app, checking account, debit card, and optional savings account. So what are you waiting for? Hopefully not your paycheck. Get started with Chime today. Applying for a free account takes less than 2 minutes. Get started at Chime.com/juicy. That's Chime.com/juicy. Banking services and debit card provided by Bancorp Bank or Stride Bank N.A. Members FDIC. Early access to direct deposit funds depends on player. I want to talk about Athletic Greens. I'm really loving it. I've been taking it for about 3 weeks now, and I am enjoying it. I thought it was going to be super healthy tasting. No, this one little scoop it's got a great tropical flavor, and by doing it, I am getting
over 75 high-quality vitamins, minerals, whole food sourced ingredients, probiotics, and adaptogens. And what I really love is because I really didn't like taking vitamins. It was really hard for me. I blew it off certain days. I'm kind of really getting into this, and I'm having it every single day. And what I love is it actually is less than $3 a day. And it's so much better for you than maybe the $5, think about it, latte that you're getting every day. You know, this is really good for you. And it's really about gut health. And it's just a small micro habit that can really have big benefits to get you on track, get you healthier, help your immune system, help you sleep better. And to make it easy, Athletic Greens is going to give you a free one-year supply of immune-supporting vitamin D and 5 free travel packs with your first purchase. All you have to do is visit athleticgreens.com/juicyscoop. Again, that's athleticgreens.com/juicyscoop to take ownership over your health and pick up the ultimate daily nutritional insurance.
Well, let's talk about the greatest wedding that ever happened that I'm now predicting will end soon in divorce. Meghan Markle and Harry. Wow.
What about it?
Oh, my God. There are so many stories every day about this book that I have got to get and read.
Was it out yet?
Now I don't know if there's just any scoop. I don't know yet.
Yeah.
So there's a book coming out, and it's just everything we've heard, except that she worked with you at that restaurant. Basically, everything else is in there. She flirted with Rory McIlroy.
McIlroy, golfer.
Golfer, yeah. He said, remember when they were doing the ice bucket challenge?
Oh, yeah.
He's like, I nominate Meghan Markle. And then she's like, well, come over and do it in person. So, but this whole time, then he dumps the ice on her, nips get all cold and everything. They post about it while she's living with this chef. Then the chef
is that the first husband?
I don't know if they were I don't know if that was her first husband or just a boyfriend. And then, like, they're like, oh, and then we went on a jet with him and flew around. And I'm like, well, didn't the chef, like, kind of clue in, like, maybe you shouldn't be so flirty with this guy when we're, like, living together? But then I thought about if, like, a famous golfer was flirting with me and asking for Peter and I to go on a jet, he'd be like, no problem. Like, he would never even question that. He'd be so happy to be part of something fun like
that. Yeah, so he probably wouldn't
maybe
even care.
Maybe the chef was like, I don't really fucking care. But she flirted so much. She's,
who's writing the book? Like, who's
someone who hates her?
Oh, okay. Do you think it's her? Doesn't her sister hate her?
Her sister hates her too. And I read that book.
Oh, okay.
And not when I was on Megan's side, because I was just like, shut up. But now the more that I've realized, I'm like, she really, really wanted nothing to do with her dad or any side of that family because it wasn't the image that she wanted. Like, she wanted just her mom. The mom's beautiful. The mom's educated. Like, that went with the narrative. And then this other part is she begged Harry to, like, make sure that the story, like, that she had the same plight and difficulty and everything as Diana did. So, like, throughout all the press, you'd see him going, please, like, my wife is being hunted like my mother was. And, like, when it was, according to the paparazzi, it wasn't nearly as invasive of what happened with Diana. And then if he said it, then she would say, that wasn't enough. Like, you need to make it sound worse. That, like, my situation is so horrible.
Right.
That's why we have to plead and all of this. And so yeah, Meghan, and this is according to Page Six, like, Meghan insisted Harry compare her plight to Diana's in this explosive book. And then the other one that was kind of juicy in here is that, remember the whole racist comments that someone in the family said a racist comment, but they wouldn't say who it was.
What's the skin tone of the baby going to be or something along those lines.
Now they said that Camilla, you know, his stepmom, Prince Charles's wife, said, I wonder if the baby will have a ginger afro.
Oh.
According to the book.
Yeah.
And I have to say, I don't know, like, even if that happened, maybe the word afro is a little dated and not, but like, I was saying, like, and I'm not defending anything, but is it so wrong if your child is procreating with someone who is not of your ethnicity, is it always racist or negative to just kind of go, oh, this might be fun. Like, I wonder if my child will have green eyes. I wonder if my child will, you know, have a tanner skin tone. Like, is yeah. that, like, it doesn't sound like that was that negative. It wasn't like, if he has, you know, this child will be living in a basement with a certain, like, I don't know.
Right.
I know I'm like treading lightly, just- but like, I mean, treading not good, but I just am like, I don't know. Like, even if those conversations happen, how do we know that they were necessarily negative conversations?
Well, I think it depends on the tone.
The tone, exactly. Yeah,
right. And but like, how would and we ever know
if they
tone?
Laughed well, and high-fived after they said it, then yeah. it was like, all right, that's not
well,
that's
she
not
if
nice.
She felt it was racist, that was probably their tone then. You know what I mean? Like, that's probably what the
I don't know if she is. Ever heard it. I think, I mean, who knows what it is? Who yeah. If the person's pouring the tea heard it, literally pouring tea, or like, right. oh. or like,
I meant on to
page six. Or what? But anyway, I mean...
But the kids don't have a red afro. Neither one of them.
Well, they wish they did because right? you know what? Right now in England, they're giving free tickets to redheads in yeah, to movie theater because of the heat.
Because the heat's mm-hmm. so hot. They're letting the redheads,
they're letting redheads
see movies
to,
for
because
free.
Because redheads right. are more susceptible to
yeah,
the sun.
Yes, they sure are. Yeah. I'm married to one. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. I feel like you're
as a matter
not,
of fact,
he
one
loves
time,
the movie theater.
He was heckled. John, Sarah's husband, was heckled walking down the street.
Oh, yeah.
When?
Yeah.
Woman told him to fuck off, Prince
said,
Harry.
She said, fuck you, Prince Harry, to my husband. Yeah.
When you were in England?
We, no. No, just a, just we were just at Marmalade in Sherman Oaks.
We just, stop it. Wait, tell this story.
We were walking across the street. There was this really, there was a lady who was not obviously doing well in okay. her mind. And she was standing outside of a Marmalade cafe, wonderful place for brunch.
Yeah.
And she was just yelling. She was yelling about her Uber. She was yelling all kinds of nonsense. And we just kept our heads down and went right to the crosswalk. And then we got across the street and she goes, hey. And it was like kind of clear that she was talking to us. And we turned around. She goes, hey, Prince Harry, fuck you. And we were like, okay. And then we just started laughing.
Because... he's with a slutty looking blonde yeah. crossing the street instead of a beautiful brunette princess.
That's mm-hmm. right. She was standing
she
up for
is,
Meghan.
She's a woman. Like, she's women for women.
That's what it was.
Like, I mean, that's the way you should have seen it. You're like, you're right. I'm not Prince Harry's wife. What right. the hell am I doing?
Other than that, she was just, instead of her just being a crazy lady yeah. in Sherman Oaks. Yeah, yeah. She was.
And she was like, why are you in Sherman Oaks and not in Montecito?
I wonder
with
if
your
he,
wife?
I wonder if Prince Harry is mad that he moved to Montecito and he could get a free movie at, in England right now.
Shit. Yeah.
I'm spending $14 to go see Thor when I could have got it for free.
No, I feel like the redhead thing could be like a really hard, because I see your husband more as a blonde or a strawberry blonde, which is not a full-blown redhead.
Yeah.
And
it's gotten a little lighter since he's moved to California. I think it's gotten a little more yeah. sun in the, you know,
and then like,
but he's pretty much, I can verify that he's a redhead. If
he's
you,
pretty redhead.
If you know what I
and
mean.
And if a woman,
okay.
If a woman.
Right around his balls.
Hey, we got it.
But if a woman dyed her hair red, could she get to the movie for free? I mean, I can't imagine.
It's
some,
yeah,
it's red, that strict.
Well, it said, well, I'm sure there's people ruining it. I'm sure there's someone, you know, pounding on the door of the theater going, I'm sensitive to the sun too. And I'm a brunette with fair skin. And yeah. why can't I have a movie? You know, because we can't have fun things. I was just trying to have right. some fun in England. And let
or
the
same people that complained about Dave Chappelle
right.
are going to write enough letters that they're like,
they
sorry, nobody gets a free movie now.
Yeah,
they've ruined
they
it for us
it.
Because it's seen as like a racist thing that you're
yeah.
highlighting people that are, you know,
no, there are just people ruin things. My husband and I single-handedly, I believe, brought down MoviePass. Do you remember when there was MoviePass?
What was that?
It was like you could go pay $9.99 and you could go see as many movies as you wanted a month.
Yeah.
And
what
he went every day. It was the off season and he had a
money.
Lot of time
off-season
on
football?
His yeah, off season football. He had a lot of time on his hands and he went to a movie every day and pretty soon they were like, we didn't make any money on MoviePass. We have to close it. And I was like, that was you.
I totally agree. What Peter does is that he finds these amazing deals and then he tells so many people about it. Like, we were part of some great deal that we would get like really low tickets for jet suites.
Yeah.
There's something that if you like were in this pool. Anyway, that's gone now. Every single thing, like, but he would tell everybody about it. Like
right.
cocktail parties, like do this. And we're convinced like every good deal that we've ever gotten that he was too braggy about it.
Right.
Too many people knew, and then they shut it down.
Yeah, and then that's what happens.
I went to the movies a few weeks ago to see Elvis, the new Elvis
How
movie.
How was it?
I went over to the brand new theater in Woodland Hills.
Oh, yeah.
But it's those seats that go all the way back.
Yeah.
And I got to be honest, I don't like them. I think it's a little too relaxed. Like, I'm not everybody. I look next to me, woman, shoes off.
Oh.
And it was just like, this is still, you're still out in public.
Right.
Like,
I thought you were going to say, like, people asleep.
Yeah.
Yeah, like even that. And then just getting up, it's slow, you know. It's like, I could sit upright for 2 hours. I don't need to lie down in the theater.
And do you feel, because I saw this thing where it's like, this is why theaters won't come back after COVID, because we're just like too used to just having the comforts of home, and also the how expensive like a popcorn and a drink right. is and all that stuff, and you can't bring your stuff. But yeah. I still think you can. I always put like my water and stuff and some snacks. But we were that family that always went by like the candy store before we went to the movies.
Yeah.
And like hit it like all over our bodies.
It's also, I don't know if they
they do
the thing at this new theater in Woodland Hills where you can order the food in advance and they'll bring it to you as you sit in the theater.
Oh.
But it's also strange, like eating chicken wings lying down. It just feels
Did you order the food?
I didn't, because I felt like there was going to be a disconnect between the guy. I ordered the popcorn from the guy. He could barely, like, I could tell in his eyes that if I ordered chicken wings, they weren't going to get to my seat. Like, I feel like it's a lot to put together.
I don't want someone eating chicken wings next to me in a movie theater anyway. It's loud.
There's nachos. I feel like it's a lot.
We have one here called The Lot, which is another one of those fancy ones. Yeah. And I said to the boys, I'm like, do you want to go? And then we just kind of looked at the movies and, like, saw the previews. And I'm like, I don't know if
Elvis is good. You would like, it's good.
I know, but then I hear it's like 2 hours and like 43 minutes.
It is.
I'm
long,
like,
but it's good.
That's the only reason I haven't gone to see it. I feel like it's too long.
I think I'll save it for when I'm in my sad Woodland Hills home. I don't think I want to waste any time left here being in a dark theater.
Yeah. I enjoyed it.
No, I want to see it. I don't know why I have a problem with 2.5 hour movies, especially right now.
Everything's
hot. It sounds like a nice time.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You said you used to bring food into movie theaters. I always used to bring little tiny bottles of vodka. But now you don't have to do that anymore. You can just buy it at the theater.
You get a full cocktail made for you.
Well, in my early 20s or whatever.
And you start rolling down mid-movie.
Drop the bottle.
Yeah,
whoopsie.
And
whoopsie.
Hear it rolling down.
I remember the first time it occurred to me that you could drink in a movie theater. I was like with this other mom, and she's like, I brought wine. And I'm like, yeah, why not?
Yeah.
Why aren't we drinking up movies?
Right.
We used to call them smart drinks.
And then you think the movie's better, just like you do on the plane. I always think a movie's better if I'm buzzed.
Oh, the plane movies are just,
One of my predictions came true, which wasn't, I don't even think it's a juicy prediction anymore, but of course, anybody that gets fired from a job that goes on to have a podcast, and Chris Cuomo has a podcast.
Yeah, I saw him announcing it with no shirt on. You know,
why was he announcing it with no shirt on? I was confused by that.
I think he was like, he loves to work out.
I think people know that that'll get you attention.
Yeah.
Being like naked.
He is a handsome guy.
We're talking about Britney, you know.
Yeah.
If you're going to launch a podcast, do it nude.
Did he have two little fried eggs over his nipples?
No, I don't. Oh. I think he let his nipples out.
This is kind of, did you guys, you watched Love is Blind, right?
Yeah.
So this guy on Love is Blind is suing. I thought it was just kind of interesting about like how many hours they had to work and they weren't fed and they had drinks, because it's not like a normal show. They're in the Love is Blind is where they're in those pods and they're stuck in that house. And like that, all those type of shows would kind of make me nervous. Like, well,
is it someone that worked on it or one of the
a contestant?
Oh, really?
So he's like exposing it and suing people.
Feel like I always saw they had like water and snacks in their room, and like they would go in there with like that's the one they're in the pods in like the studio,
yeah,
right?
I mean,
and they would have like wine and sit there and talk to each other through the wall.
He said, like, yeah, they got like limited time of sleep and almost just, you know, so that you're so like sleep deprived and everything that you're like, almost you are falling in love, because it's like, well, what else is there? Like, this is the only
thing. Like, if I pick someone now, can I get out of this room? Basically,
maybe.
That's kind of what they want.
Yeah, like you're to be so.
Actually, there was I don't know what became of it. I don't think it came, but there was going to be a game show that came out where they have people not sleep for like 48 hours and then quiz them. And it was being hosted by a comedian.
What year was this?
Just like recently.
That's an awful idea.
Yeah.
I would be awful at that. People, you know, it's like the Big Brother. I don't really watch Big Brother, but people talk about like Celebrity Big Brother. You know, Ross did it and did really well. And I just remember Ross said at that time, maybe, I don't know if it was COVID or pre-COVID, but there was no like going out in the backyard. So it was like the recycled air, like an airplane. And that always freaked me out. But now they said, no, now there's like where you can like look at the sky or whatever.
Yeah, uh-huh. There's a backyard on it. I feel like maybe for the Celebrity Big Brother, like there's not because it's fat. Somebody probably watches Big Brother and can explain it better, but I think it's because they go faster. Like okay. it's a quicker, so they don't have time to like let you use the yard, which is usually set up for like games and stuff. But on the regular version, they have the yard like sometimes during the week, and then that gets closed down while they have to set up like the big events and games and
well,
stuff.
Well, I got a little inside scoop. I can't say from home.
Say it.
But on one of these Celebrity Big Brothers is, you know, the rules were don't bring any recreational drugs or anything like that, obviously. Right. But you're able to bring drugs that are prescribed by a doctor. And some of these cast members were like, here I was like sober or whatever. And these other people would just pop these things and just sleep all day.
Oh.
Because they're like, who cares? Like, I'm getting paid no matter what. And they were just like sleeping all day.
Yeah, that one, like, that celebrity
because they
one.
Were,
they said,
you know, taking the whatever, said Chris, Xanax, they said whatever makes
Chris
you sleep.
Chris Kattan was sleeping all day. That was one of the people they were complaining about. Like, he was sleeping. But that guy, he's got problems. Like, I don't think he can move. He has to sleep because I don't think he can walk.
Well, he's madly in love now.
I know.
I told you. I don't know if we've ever talked about it.
It's the strangest thing. He married
he was doing stand-up, Chris Kattan, and this is what I allegedly heard, okay? Went and did small local interview to promote his comedy club. And that woman, they fell in love.
The morning host of the radio, of the whatever he did.
News?
Yeah, he was doing like a local news show.
She left her husband and they're like together.
Wait, what?
Kids. Yeah.
That's amazing. I mean, it's not, but it is. It actually is. Like, I've done a lot of morning TV and I can tell you I would never have fallen in love.
It's like the last thing you want to do
is fall in love.
You just want to get out of it.
Yeah.
And it was kind of like a small little, I don't want to even say she was a local. What I remember I pulled up, it was like her own little YouTube shebang.
Oh, so it wasn't even
that like
a...
wasn't huge views, but she probably DM'd him or whatever and was like, I'd love to interview, and she was attractive. And anyway, they're like in love.
Husband.
They're like going to Disneyland together with the three kids. And
good for him. I mean, I think
he seems like
something.
A nice guy. I remember on that Celebrity
he never
Big
was
Brother,
married before seemed, anything. Yeah. He never had kids. So like,
yeah.
All right. Living his best life.
Subway is offering free sandwiches for life if fans want to get a foot long tattoo.
Oh.
Of a sub or just of anything that's a long,
it
like
says,
a foot long.
No, to get a foot long tattoo of a logo of its new Subway series promotion. It's very specific.
Yeah.
Fans are invited to go to a block party in Las Vegas where 9 people will be eligible to have DJ Tom Bay, a 2-time winner of Inc. or whatever that show is.
Oh, okay.
Tattoo.
He's so what? You just get a Subway sandwich on your arm? Does it have any particular one? Or
It's part of the new series of Subway sandwiches. So I guess it has to look like one of the newer sandwiches. Oh. I don't know what the newer sandwiches
You'd get a meatball sub on your arm, right? If you were going to get one.
No, I would get a sweet onion chicken teriyaki is my new favorite.
Oh, okay. I love that one.
Yeah, like a sweet onion chicken teriyaki.
Isn't Jared still in jail for being a pedophile?
Of course he is.
I wonder if he could get a Subway tattoo. Like, what if that was like his punishment? Like the prison people like attacked him and then just drew on him with their tattoo pens, because a lot of people can do tattoos in prison.
Well, so you get Subway for life if you get a tattoo? That's the prize?
I honestly think that's kind of a great idea, because if you're somebody that's like fully tatted, right? And maybe you have a couple kids.
Right.
What
if you put a little Subway in there?
I wonder if it probably has to be a certain size. It probably can't be this big. It probably has to be like whatever, you know, half a ruler size or something. Or does it have to be the foot long size?
That's what I think it means.
Does it have to be that big?
Oh,
I still think if you're fully tatted up, who gives a shit? That's a lot of food, especially if you have like a family.
Can you go 3 times a day though? Yeah, how much can you get it?
Or do you go to a bunch of different ones?
Yeah.
So like you, and then you go to your kid's school and you give each one of them a sandwich.
Yeah.
You could save a lot of money in the end.
I feel like it would be hard to turn that person down. They'd be like, I have the tattoo. Like, you have to give me the sandwich.
And yeah. Just make like, it and yeah. Just like someone like working there is going to be like, I'm sorry, sir.
I heard you had one yesterday.
Yeah. No. Yeah.
I was going foot long for a long time. And then I decided to, because I was going.
Would you eat half and save half for later?
It's something like that. What I decided to do was because I enjoyed two different styles.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I enjoyed the sweet onion chicken teriyaki and I enjoyed the tuna.
Oh. Me too.
So I would get a 6-inch.
Why don't we go there? Yeah. Oh.
I mean, but the you two can't of you get the should deal. Get these tattoos but and just live your best life.
You can't
life.
Get the deal if you do that.
I know. I, the only this way is the when deal the money was rolling in. And
one
I didn't.
Long sandwich at the same time.
But that's they stopped the $5 foot long. That's done. So now you get 6-inch done. 6-inch done.
I'll tell you what, you should be going to Jersey Mike's anyway.
Oh, I do now. Way better sandwiches. I do now. Okay. My Subway is gone. I'm now Jersey Mike's. It's fascinating.
Alabama residents.
Tell you what I don't like is that Firehouse subs. Don't like
it. Don't like it?
No.
What about mayonnaise-y. Jimmy John's?
I think you, no, I don't know if I had that one.
Okay.
All right.
I'm over food truck, but like, okay. I think this is just a promotion for the new Chucky movie.
Is there a new Chucky coming out?
There is a new Chucky coming out. Isn't there? There is a new Chucky coming out. Anyway, there is this person that is, it's a kid.
It turns out he was like a 5-year-old kid, right?
And the Alabama residents got really scared because this Chucky was just like roaming the neighborhood.
I know, but I feel like some people need to explain to the people of Alabama what costumes are. Like, it's obviously someone wearing a costume. Like
it
they
is
thought,
pretty scary,
I wouldn't
though.
Like that, though. I would like kid like a kid dressed like Chucky is kind of my worst nightmare. So unless it's Halloween, if this is just happening in the middle of the summer, I mean, I do feel like maybe they should have given some warning.
Yeah.
Some family started hiring him to come to birthday parties and stuff.
The little five-year-old? That's like
God, I feel like that's like not cool to your 5-year-old. You're pimping them out at parties. Here's put on this hot. It's Alabama in the summer during like global warming. You're going to put a mask on your 5-year-old so they can make some money.
No, and also, at your kid's birthday party, shouldn't you have like a unicorn or a Snow White or something fun? Not Chucky. Like you want Chucky at your kid's birthday party? He's a murderer.
I just remembered something. My brother-in-law and sister, when their kids were little, they had a restaurant in downtown LA, and this is a long time ago. So you think it's bad now, but it was really bad then too, as far as like criminals and vagrant people, scary people. Anyway, so they were having a party, and I saw this girl walk in, and I went to SC, so I saw the strange people all the time, and I was like, excuse me, you need to get out. Like,
you said it?
Yeah, because I thought she was going to the bathroom to like shoot up and do drugs, you know?
Uh-huh.
And then she was like, I'm Snow White. And I felt so badly. She looked like such shit.
Oh, what? Was she in the Snow White outfit?
She hadn't gotten in her outfit yet.
Oh.
But like, yeah, I was like, oh, this is not like, you definitely are not pretty enough to be like a kid party Snow White girl.
Wow.
Yeah, and then I felt really badly that I was accusing her of being like a crackhead.
Oh, no. Well, sometimes the uniforms get a little. Remember, Chris Frangiola and I used to see on Hollywood Boulevard the Spider-Man and the Superman. If you got a little up close, the ones that are right out there on the Walk of Fame,
they weren't getting them dry cleaned.
Yeah, no, they weren't getting them dry cleaned. They're out there all day. And I used to live right by. I used to watch them like walk by at like 6 a.m. and I was like, oh, that costume needs just a quick wash.
So
I saw one of them getting arrested one time, and they were putting him in the back of the police car, and he was Wookiee Chewbacca, and they had the Chewbacca head on top of the cop car, and then they took the Chewbacca head and put
it. Wait, they arrested Chewbacca?
They arrested Chewbacca.
But the Chewbacca head wouldn't have been able to fit in the back seat.
No, so he couldn't go in with too
but
tall.
But he still had the rest of the
costume everything else on. They took the Chewbacca head off, put it on the roof of the car, put him in the car, and then took the Chewbacca head and gave it to him.
Oh, that is the worst way to get arrested by far.
Have you heard of ENM? It means ethical non-monogamy.
What is that?
That means where I guess you are with your boyfriend, girlfriend, partner, whatever, and you are non-monogamous.
So
you're screwing other people, but you're like ethical about it as far as like make sure that you're, I guess, using protection or getting tested or like being open or honest.
Isn't that
whatever.
Just an open relationship?
Isn't that just dating at this point? Like, yeah. But anyway, it's becoming a big thing.
Really?
A lot of people are into like the... I just talked to someone who's doing a reality show, producing a reality show about polyamorous. I go, what do you mean? Because like there's so many... And it's like all these couples go to... It's Miami couples or whatever. They go to Miami and they go there knowing that they're going to bring in like other people into the relationship. They're going to seek them out. And then like someone moves in and sometimes it's a you know, two gay guys have a third gay. Sometimes it's the girl. The girl gets to share the girl too. The girl has to. I always feel like, oh, that'd be so. If you're the girl dating the couple.
Right.
And so you're screwing that man and you're screwing the wife.
Yeah.
It's just like, oh my God. I mean, I know housing is hard, but like how bad do you need like a free room? Like Jesus Christ. Like,
yeah, it's a lot.
So tired. And you're like, can I have one night off? And they're like, no.
We're both needing it tonight. Like, yeah, that would be a lot.
Yeah, you have to service everybody. Yeah. It's like, yeah.
Yeah, that's why I don't stay at people's houses. I don't like to. I always feel like I feel like there's something going on. You know,
like they're going to try to fuck you.
I always feel like there's some weird ulterior motive.
Like if Heather and Peter try to get you to stay here tonight, you would think that.
Yeah, actually, I would. Yeah, to be honest. Yeah, yeah. Next thing you know, Peter's playing some Lenny Kravitz song, and I'm like,
take you to paradise. I belong to you, Chris.
He's like, come just dance with me, Chris.
I got the fancy ice cubes.
Yeah, I know. I always get that vibe. I feel like that's why I stay in hotels.
Yeah,
you know, because I can go home and.
Well, there's a juicy thing going on right now. That I want to talk about, which is, you know how people always go, and that's why I stay single. You know, you always hear. There's so many things that I see in the news that go, and that's why I'm staying married. I think it is way worse out there.
For singles.
Yes. So there is this thing going on in San Diego. This girl DM'd me. It's called Are We Dating the Same Guy? Oh. And it's these groups. And there's like 35,000 people in some of the cities. And the one that my Juicy Scooper is in San Diego. And so she sent me some of the messages that are going on, but it's all these groups in all different places. And so you're like, are we dating the same man? So let's say you go on Bumble and you see a guy and you're part of this group. And you're like, before I even meet this guy for coffee, you throw his face up. You're like, anybody know this guy? Yeah. And guess what? His name's not John. And maybe someone will chime in. I dated him for 6 months. He love bombed me. He said I could have a car. Then he took the car away. Oh my God. Another person, much worse. He's a narcissist. It got physical. He's awful. Then some people just volunteer it and go, hey girls, this is my ex-husband. Doesn't have a dime. Total piece of shit. Wasted 6 years of my life. Like, and then people are like, oh my God, sorry. So it's like kind of great that it's like tipping people off.
It's like dating app narcs. I like it.
Yeah.
I'm all for that.
But then I was like, okay, wait, let's just play like devil's advocate on the other side. This essentially was what Nick Ritchie was doing with The Dirty like 20 years ago. Do you know what The Dirty was? It was like kind of before Facebook, and he was living in Scottsdale, and it was like this website where people would like call out girls that were like hooker lights or slutty girls, or this girl has a venereal disease. And that's all awful. But like, I mean, you know what I mean? Like it's awful. It's almost like our version of the revenge porn that guys do. I mean, that's revenge porn is really bad because they're like, you know, secretly whatever, setting it out of sex. But like, and this should be allowed because it's still, you're, you know, hey, the guy's awful. We should know about it. It's your opinion, your story. But I'm just saying like,
but also you could, people could, there's no, how do you monitor it? Like to make sure that someone's not just like burned by someone and then that goes out and trashes them, I guess you could, like that could be the flip side is you don't have any.
I mean, I'm for it because I'm like, shit, it's so bad out there. Why not? You know, and sometimes it's just like, oh, he's okay. Kind of boring. Went on 2 dates. They're not all awful. You know, not every single person. Sometimes.
But I feel like one person's scumbag could be another person's Mr. Right or Mrs. Right, you know.
Well, that's why I think, like, if someone's like, no, you know, he's really awful.
It's a nice outlook on life.
You know what I'm saying?
Like, yeah, you could write that person back and go, okay, listen, I went on a couple dates. Like, what happened? And then you kind of wonder, but is this girl your friend or is she still a little butthurt and doesn't want you to date
her? Right.
So I was going to make it sound worse. So yeah. You're like, you know what? There's other fish in the sea.
Yeah.
Plenty of fish. Goodbye.
Yeah. I think at first I was thinking it was more of like a friend group, but you're saying it's like thousands of people who don't even know each other. So, right. No, so then there's no like.
But it's San Diego based. The one right. that I'm looking at is San Diego based, which I think is like just kind of funny that it's like San Diego.
Is it just our meeting? Is meeting in bars just completely over? Is that happening anymore? Like, is there ever a time where you?
I guess,
feel like it's all online now.
I don't. When I go out with any of my single girlfriends, we don't. There's nobody. We don't talk to You're not anybody. Out. Yeah. Like we don't talk to. I mean,
I kind of feel like it's like any kind of shopping. Like if you were to go look for bedroom furniture, the first thing you would do, you're like, hey, John and I, let's get a new bed. The first thing you would start looking online. You know, right. And then you're like, okay, I like these five beds. Okay, let's go. Okay, now we'll go sit on them in person.
Okay. Yeah.
You know what I mean? Yeah. So I think it's the same thing. I think it's not like you're never going to walk into a mall. But yeah. When you're specifically looking for something, you probably will do some online research before you go. Same with houses, cars.
Yeah,
but you will. I think people are used to it. Like now, it's become such a regular thought that it's not like they won't talk to someone at a bar,
right?
But their majority of their search in finding love is happening on their phone
because you can at least look for some more information about them. But at the same time, like most people that I know don't even want to. They're like, I don't want to waste a decent night off. You know, with some
trolling
lame
around.
Date
yeah.
that ends up sucking. Like, I'd rather go out with my girlfriends.
Right. And then spend the time laying on my couch searching for fresh dick.
Yeah. But like you, yeah. but no, but I mean, to actually meet with someone in person, like when I was single, I remember being like, well, I don't want to go. This is like my free night of the week. Yeah. I don't want to go on a date with somebody and then end up being like, well, fuck, that was my one free Friday night.
Oh God, the waste of time. I think it's a time. So like this one girl wrote, and I'm not saying who this is, but whatever. This is my husband. He's a sex addict. He's a porn addict. He sent thousands of dollars to sex workers over the years. I had a miscarriage last year, and the day after my surgery, he was back at it on the webcam sex. You know, he abandoned me. I mean, it's horrible. And then she also added, also, he's been caught taking upskirt photos of women at the San Diego Trader Joe's.
Oh, no.
Oh.
Wow.
Yeah.
Now, that's information we need to know.
Yeah, that one.
Okay, but like, I don't know if there's little details of like, hey, you didn't let me have an appetizer.
Right.
I would definitely not go
that's what I'd go on there about. Yeah.
Yeah, like he acted a little cheap about the food, or, you know, when I ordered a third glass of wine, he was like, whoa.
Yeah.
You know, which is also valuable information.
Like, the thing is, it says photo, like he did it. I feel like after getting caught once, you got to move over to Whole Foods.
Yeah, you got to start going to a new.
That's sad.
Yeah.
This is also juicy and sad. There's all these sextortion cases against CEOs, celebs. These attorneys are saying that they are getting all these wealthy clients, these guys that go on the sugar baby websites or something similar or meet girls. Maybe it's DMing, whatever. Uh-huh. Maybe they pursue them. And this one guy said, you know, I spent this one CEO spent $40,000 showering this young woman who assured him that she was legal age when they met with gifts. After they broke up, she revealed that she was, in fact, underage and threatened to name the man on her social media accounts, quote, I'm going to blow you up and your business, she texted him. I am like, wait a minute. So there's a girl that's 17 in high school, like reaching out, screwing CEOs and then blackmailing them. I mean, I don't know. Like, I'm like, that's pretty savvy. And then also that the guy, first of all, to the guys, if you have to have the girl you're dating assure you over and over again that they're over 18, probably because they don't look over 18, you fucking creep.
Right.
So, yeah. And maybe look at their ID. If you're really looking for like barely legal looking chicks.
Go 24. I mean, you know what I mean? It's like how much.
Yeah. You know,
it's so weird to me.
If you're going by a high school campus, then that's the first problem.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I'm just like, and who are these girls? Like, my God, like so savvy. I think I saw a Lifetime movie like this.
This sounds like a Lifetime movie to me. I'm like, it's almost like revenge.
I think I could see the actor. I swear to God, I think I saw this. And and she tried to say she was pregnant, and the guy, yeah. So, and he was like married with a wife, and then the wife, like, oh my God, I totally remember the movie. Okay,
Alicia Silverstone, wasn't it that one with Carrie Elwes?
It's this classic story, but the young girl starts screwing the guy. She gets pregnant. The wife can't have a baby. He's awful. Anyway, in the end, the wife and the mistress like raise the baby together. Not as lesbians, but just.
Wait, remember what a different time that was when we were all sexing? Like, they were really sexing up Alicia Silverstone in like videos and stuff when she was like 15.
Yeah, when the.
Wasn't she in
Liv Tyler.
She was in all those Aerosmith videos. Yeah. And then she was in like movies where she was like a 15-year-old kid in a bikini and people were just leering at her.
Was that Cruel Intentions? No, that was Cruel Intentions. That was a called
something else. What is Liv Tyler's dad?
Steven Tyler.
Steven Tyler did that video where it was Alicia Silverstone and Liv, who he just found out he had like a month before, put her in a video, and they were like wearing like Catholic schoolgirl uniforms running around
in the water. They were in like bikinis. Yeah.
And then it just was pointed, this has always been out there, but people bringing up stuff, that he had met some girl when he was on the road, when he was like 27 or 30, that was like 15 or 14 or something. And he had her parents sign over the rights to him so that she could go on the road with him.
Oh, Steven, really?
Steven Tyler, yeah.
And the parents did it?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
They probably wanted free tickets to the show, too. I mean, people are so fucking weird.
I mean, Aerosmith has a lot of hits.
The parents were like, wow.
That's a good show.
A little update, Ricky Martin's nephew.
I know. I feel like that story, like, I feel a little bit. That story kind of felt like bullshit from the get-go, and I feel like I got so much press that, like...
I gave it a lot of press.
I know, but...
And then he dropped it, right?
Yeah, I feel like Ricky Martin, you know, some people just don't... that's going to be the thing they think about when they ever think of Ricky Martin now.
So that's, you know, too bad. But he withdrew the incest claims. But my question is, did they never have a relationship? Was it all made up? Like Ricky said, this guy's mentally ill. And he said he wanted to talk about it earlier, but he had to be very careful in following his attorney's guidelines, like not to do interviews or anything. Let's work with the, you know, officials to like realize that there's no evidence and therefore please drop this. But yeah, so he did. But also people withdraw things.
Yeah.
I'm just saying.
And people also make up stories.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So I don't think we'll ever know the truth.
Right.
Viva Liva Loca, whatever the name is.
Liva La Vida Loca. He's playing the Hollywood Bowl last night, so I think he's back.
Good for him.
Yeah.
Did you know that Margot Robbie is the highest paid Barbie alive?
Well, highest paid actress.
Oh.
She's playing Barbie. Yeah, I mean.
Highest paid Barbie alive. How much did she get?
And how much of this movie are we going to see them filming on the streets? I feel like I've seen the whole thing. Yeah. I already figured out what I predicted what the plot was. And someone said, you're like very close.
Wasn't this supposed to be Amy Schumer? This was, remember? She bailed out like last minute.
Why did she bail out?
Yeah, was Amy Schumer was going to play Barbie.
It feels like a very different movie.
I think it was. I mean, now it's probably like a different comedy movie. Or something. Yeah,
it was going to be. Yeah, like it was going to be that she didn't have the Barbie body.
Right. I guess. I don't know. But it was Amy Schumer originally. She was.
Was she supposed to be the lead?
It was a go. Yeah, she was going to be Barbie.
That is like a completely different angle and story.
I think
Margot Robbie is. How much is she making for it?
I heard 12.
Wait a minute.
I know. There's a lot of people money. Made a lot Demi more than Moore that. Make yeah.
12 for being the stripper?
I think currently she's the highest paid because I heard that.
Oh.
I heard that Sandra Bullock made $20 million for something recently. So I don't know. I guess just
maybe
right
they
now.
Just meant she's the highest paid Barbie person that's ever played Barbie.
Well, yeah. Who else has played Barbie?
That's exactly right. So she is.
Highest paid actress of 2022.
Oh, 2022. Well, yeah. I don't think there's like those big, huge paychecks. You got to do like 12 other things.
I got to get to a point where I can turn down a $12 million movie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I agree.
So. Amy Schumer, you think she was getting, I don't think she was getting 12, but.
No way.
Yeah.
Anyway, what else do we want to talk about? I don't think Let me see if there's anything else. Oh, a naked couple was filmed having rooftop sex during record heat wave. Why would you want to be naked on the roof if it was so hot?
Yeah.
You need to be inside with air conditioning.
Mm-hmm.
Ew.
Possibly in a movie theater for free in London.
Mm-hmm. I am not watching The Bachelor. And no. I feel like it's gotten absolutely no buzz at all.
It's Bachelorette, though.
It's two Bachelorettes. Yeah,
but and last night something happened. They
did something. So I will tell you. So the two, I'm not watching it either.
Yeah.
So there's two girls. They're cute girls. They love each other. They're like best friends. There's no like hating on this. And so they're like, this is going to be so exciting. We get to meet all these guys. And the guys are dating both of them. But then last night they decided, like, one guy on the date was like, I'm really more into this girl, not you. And then they got back, the two girls got together and were like, you know what? Maybe we need to tell them that they need to choose right now who they're going to pursue, that they can't, one guy can't pursue both of us. Like, we need to know who's 100% in for us. So they change it. But then the one girl gave out three roses and three of her guys, like maybe she gave out like seven roses, and three of the seven said, I gotta reject this because I'm actually more into her. So now she's crying and the fans are like, you know what? This was a horrible idea.
Right.
You acted like it was empowerment because the two girls were best friends and we're going to have, you know, dual weddings and all this stuff. But now, Bachelor, you have made it even worse because these girls are being now rejected on camera and it's no longer their choice because the guys are rejecting them.
So they, like, so one I don't of them's
like
gone,
you,
right?
I like you.
So I thought, no,
they're
I was,
both
I didn't
it.
Know
they're
how
both staying till the end. It's not about that one leaves. They did that once years ago. No, this is like they both stay till the end, but now they.
I thought I read this morning that the Bachelorette has decided that two was a mistake, so one of them's leaving. That's what I thought I read, but yeah, right.
They're like, we made a mistake. Anyway, on with the season.
Yeah. Right, right.
I mean, see, I didn't know that's like how it was getting, working. I feel like it's getting pressed, so I don't think it is a mistake. Now I'm kind of interested in watching it.
Well, I didn't know that's how it was working. I thought they were like showing both their stories. I didn't know that they were both dating like from the same pool.
They're dating from the same pool and like the four of them were on a date and then halfway through they're like, let's switch guys. Ha ha ha. And then they like switch guys and the guys like are like that. Fine, but then I guess like one girl is clearly like a little more likable than the other. And they're like, you asked, you know, you will keep the whole story. The producers are always like, be vulnerable, show your vulnerability. So this girl shows her vulnerability and kind of, I guess, has a little bit of a fucked up like childhood and past. And now that girl is the one that's getting like rejected because it's like, I don't know if I want to really get into this.
I watched a little bit of it last night and then I went over to Beat Shazam and I was into it.
Have you
watched Jamie Foxx host Beat Shazam? Where it's kind of like name that tune.
Oh, really? But yeah. You're on the beach?
No, it's Beat, you know, Shazam.
Beat. I thought you said Beach too.
No, Beat. Beach
I was
Shazam.
Like, why is Jamie Foxx on the beach telling people what so playing yacht rock?
Beach Shazam. And, you play a bit of a song, and then you got to guess quickly what the song is, like name that tune. But they must tell the people in the audience, the people in the studio audience, yeah. They must tell them to dance to the songs.
Okay.
Oh, you
it's
know
so
they do.
Strange. Because the song only plays for like a split second, and people just go. And then stop.
Like musical chairs
yeah,
for the
it's so weird. I'm like, all right, you don't have to dance every song.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it's pretty entertaining. I was into it.
I've not been watching much like regular TV here, but have you heard of Claim to Fame?
No. Oh.
This is a show that I think is after The Bachelor that took famous relatives, like a brother, a nephew, whatever, and puts them in a house. But from what I've read, it's like nobody, and then you're supposed to guess who's who. But it's like so weird that the references, like, and the age range, like, people don't know. Like, a young person, like, doesn't know
right.
who we know. Like, someone who's like 23 is not going to know a reference we know. And it's just like, it's just one of those things, you know, like, remember how we were always obsessed with, like, Frank Stallone.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah,
when right. someone had, or like, even yeah. Ashton Kutcher has, like, a.
Tom Hanks had a Jim Hanks.
And it's always like looks like them, but like one chromosome off. Yeah. Like it just a
Don
little.
Don Swayze, Patrick Swayze's brother. Oh, yeah. I mean, he worked a lot, but yeah. he looked like Patrick Swayze, but a little off.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. Never as cute.
No.
Never successful, but well, could like get a part or something.
Right.
I think
look at the Quaids, Randy and Dennis. Dennis Quaid was like gorgeous.
Yeah.
And Randy was Randy.
Didn't Randy like lose his mind?
Yeah,
recently?
Now he lives in Canada with a big beard.
I was talking about Crazy Hoax, and someone reminded me of this hoax. I'm going to end on this one because you guys are going to remember it. Boy
Bubble
in a balloon.
Balloon. You know what's funny?
The boy in a balloon?
It was. Yeah. I remember watching it. We were on Chelsea Lately.
Yeah.
Watching it live on like the news.
This is what happened, you guys. This guy had a couple sons and a wife, and he was like an inventor. And he created this big aluminum, helium balloon that was like silver. It looked like a Jiffy Pop popcorn.
Yeah.
Sort of like a UFO. And he says, calls 911 and goes, oh my God, we were filming the fact that I invented this thing and it was going to float around, you know, and we cannot find my six-year-old, and my sons think that the six-year-old is in the balloon because it was that big, that it could right. It could carry a small child like that. The news is following it for 2 hours straight. My heart, everything was like, oh my God.
I think they had
like,
to call the military to.
They had everybody following it right. So that it wouldn't get lost. And oh my God. And finally it starts to lose air and it goes down and everyone's like cheering. And this guy's like trying to grab it. And they get in there and they're like, you know, oh, they have an ambulance there. We're pretty sure, you guys, he's in there and he's going to be safe. He's going to be safe. He's not in there. Later on, they go, he is safe. He was hiding in the attic or whatever. So then they go to do an interview, and it's the wife, the husband, the three boys, and the youngest boy who was hiding in the attic. And the interviewer goes, so...
Are you saying addict? Are you saying addict?
She's saying addict. I was. Is, right? I thought so, too. And I was okay. Like, is she fucking saying addict?
Attic. A-T-T-I-C.
A-T-T-I-C. Yeah. Flowers in the attic.
Attic. Yeah, you added it with... You were you added addict. A T. You were saying he was hiding in the attic.
He was hiding.
Roll the tape.
Yeah.
He was hiding in a room high up.
On top of the house. Yeah.
So they found him and they said, why, you know, and why did you decide to hide that day? We were so worried about you. The interviewer said, and look, he goes,
yeah.
I did it for the TV show.
You and told, like, he said, like, you told me to, daddy, or
yeah,
something.
Yeah, you told
oh,
me to say,
no.
You told me to do it for the TV show. And they're all like, so they realize, oh my God, this family has already been on Wife Swap.
Yeah.
And they're trying to get a reality show because this is like more than 10 years ago. So this is the height of like, like, you know,
if you do something
Kate
off.
Eight
yeah.
Plus, like, and like these families were making a lot of money. It was like Honey Boo Boo, all that kind of stuff. And so anyway, I looked up like, where are they? So he did some time in prison, not long, like maybe like 2 or 3 months. They had to pay like $36,000 back for like all the trouble they caused.
Yeah.
And, but they said it made them like really become kind of reclusive, do homeschooling, whatever. In 2014, the boys released a heavy metal song with the balloon behind them, like the video.
Oh, I'm sure that's a great song.
And that's, yeah.
99 Red Balloons. That's a good song.
That is a good song.
And that
yeah.
was so it. Speaking of Honey Boo Boo, apparently she's going to get gastric bypass surgery.
Yeah, I've seen pictures.
Oh, okay.
And she's like 16 and she's got a boyfriend who's 22.
She's what? She's 17?
The boyfriend's going to get it too.
She got a 22-year-old boyfriend.
Yeah.
Are they going to get it together?
Well, I'm like, first of all, I don't think it works. Okay? I mean,
no, and
sometimes
also,
you eat right through it.
Well,
no.
I knew Carney Wilson. Remember, she got it. She was in Playboy magazine.
Yeah.
She was, you know, lost all this weight, was like a size, went to from size 22 to like a size 4. And over the years.
Yeah. Chris Christie from New Jersey. He got it.
He got it.
He didn't lose a pound.
No.
Like, that, but also, like, not that, that young.
Yeah.
I don't. And then that doesn't sound safe for her.
Like and that. Also, didn't even work for her mom, right? Didn't the mom get it?
Did she? I don't know.
I don't know. I'm not
maybe they should just go on The Bachelorette together instead of
Honey Boo Boo and her mom.
Yeah,
I can't believe the show's still going on.
Is it still going on, Honey Boo Boo?
Yeah, I think it moved to like We. I think it went from TLC to We.
Oh,
guys, what's going on with you? Tell everybody where they can find you, what they can listen to, what is happening.
Go ahead.
Okay. You can go to sarahcolonna.com for tour dates that will be updating. I have some starting in October, but I will be adding more. So please go to those. Please listen to Are You My Podcast. We do Married at First Sight. We cover Married at First Sight. So all you fans out there, Married at First Sight, you will enjoy it. And it's football season's coming. So get your clutchwomen.com.
Oh, that's
right. My handbags that are stadium approved for concerts, games, all the stuff. Clutchwomen.com. Juicy Scoopers get 20% off with Juicy Scoop.
Thank you. Full 20%.
That's right.
And Chris,
Does this come out on Thursday?
It's coming out on Thursday. Today's Tuesday.
So this, I'm right now, Thursday, I'm at Brokerage Comedy Club in Belmore, Long Island. I will be at Brokerage Comedy Club in Belmore, Long Island. Then this weekend, Friday and Saturday, I'm at Laugh Boston in Boston. Then I'm at Comedy Off Broadway, Lexington, Kentucky, and on and on and on. Frangiola.fun has all my dates. I got Rochester,
got a lot coming up.
Albany, Syracuse coming, all of it.
I can't believe you're here, but really, you're also
I'm currently in Long Island. Yeah, my hometown of Long Island.
God, I got you guys here. Well, we're going to go for a cute lunch.
Yeah.
Cute happy hour. It's a little after, a little late.
Heather's going to pay because of our drive down here.
Are you paying?
Of course.
Now, how much can we get?
Anything you want.
Are you going to roll your eyes when I order a third glass of wine? Like a Hinge date?
We're going to rip it.
Did I tell you I took my family out in Montauk a few weeks ago?
You said it was very expensive.
Very. My nephew, who's 11, ordered a $75 steak. I couldn't believe it. I didn't say anything, of course, but he's like, I'll have the filet. I was like, what? You know, 11 years old. I mean, it was shocking.
You didn't say something like, wouldn't you rather have a hamburger?
To say that's the greatest thing about my kids, to the point where like they go, Mom, like, no, this is too expensive. No.
Really? That is good. Yeah.
Yeah. And then I have to be like, no, come on. It's a special thing. But yesterday we went to Fashion Island, and we went to this restaurant, and I looked at the prices, and I go, you know what? This is too expensive for a Monday lunch.
Whoa.
No. I'm like, we don't need to do this.
Well, let's not do that now. It's a Tuesday lunch. We can afford it.
Yeah. No, today, I said, I'm saving my money for the people that will enjoy the lunch.
Okay.
They were fine going to Panda Express. What did Panda Express?
Two sides or three sides?
They get It's so gross. I know the moms are going to write me.
Okay, go ahead.
They get this the orange chicken, and sometimes Drake does it three things of chicken.
Three helpings of orange chicken? That's disgusting.
I agree. That's why I don't go there often, but it is a lot cheaper than the restaurant we were looking at.
But do you go in a mall or a stand? I feel like going into a standalone Panda Express is like the set.
We do both. But yesterday it was at the little square at the
I'll tell you a quick story about Panda Express. One time I'm driving down Ventura Boulevard and I see Fortune walking down the street. It was a couple of years ago. And I was like, what are you doing? She's like, I'm doing nothing. If you want to know the truth, I'm going to Panda Express. And there was a standalone one right over by where
you were. Oh, yeah. Yeah, I think so it's
still
there.
She was on her way there, and she's like, I can't believe you caught me. I was heading to Panda Express.
I think
sometimes you get a craving.
I think we should go to Billy's on the Beach.
Okay. Great.
All right. Really good cocktails.
Okay.
Oh, that sounds good.
You get salad, halibut, a poo-poo platter.
Oh.
They have poo-poo platters.
Okay.
It's kind of Hawaiian.
Yeah, sounds nice.
All right, I can't wait. All right.
Okay, bye.